What I think it is, it's a way of the game goes sometimes. You know, you got two balls tipped, they picked them off, and, you know, and that's a end up being touchdowns. Sure. So
you obviously know what he can do.
Oh, you bet. We've seen up close. Yeah, what he can do. He's a really talented guy. Active. I think all this does. Well, he's really a good quarterback, and they're much better, I think, offensively than they were a year ago. They're moving the ball at a higher pace. The run game's extremely good. He's been very accurate. They're way high in their stats. Is turnovers. Right. Yes, that's what it is. Turnovers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, last year in that game, you guys were really good first and second down. Nick Burney on third. Yeah. Is that what you remember from that game?
I sure do. Yeah. I mean, that's where I judge a quarterback. He was great. I mean, he was great on third down, and both with his feet and with his arm. So he gave us a going over. It was a championship caliber game in that game. Had one last week, and I hope that we learn what it takes to play championship caliber football. That's what it's all about.
So what without giving us the game plan, obviously, how can you attack him or change that so that third down he's not as effective?
We got to play harder, faster. We got to do a better job execution, and we got to do a better job coaching. It wasn't just our players that got beat in that playoff game. It was our coaches, too. It's never one way or the other. Okay, it's all of us. So they got us. Okay, they schemed our blitz. They converted on third down, and it was, you can gripe and groan at your players all you want, but you got to look in the mirror, too. And anytime you lose a game, it's that way. You got to look at yourself first, and then you look at the players. Okay, but if you don't look at yourself first, you make big mistakes. So what we are, we're on a road, and you got to keep taking those steps. You know what it's like now to play a championship game. We've been blessed. We had one AFC championship game, and we had one last week against one of the best teams in the league. You know what it's like now, what you got to do, how you got to execute. Now you got to get there. I mean, I don't know what else to say. We got to get to that point.
Your players had taken any kind of confidence hit? They played so well up until this past week, and now they're going to a place where it's going to be tough again.
I hope not. I mean, this is the National Football League, and you're playing against great football teams. Confidence, I mean, what it is, it's something you got to understand. You know, you get hit in the face once in a while. I mean, you got to get up. That's the test. The test is get off the ground. Everybody gets knocked down. So the test is get up and get better. This is a 16-round fight. Okay? You can't judge it on any one round. You got to fight for 16. Then you see what's going on. So we got a heck of a fight. We got a heck of a round coming up, I'll tell you that. And I promise you, they won't be in a good mood. So yeah, I think everybody knows that. And they're a tough, physical football team, and the quarterback characterizes the football team. No matter what anybody says, you see it. He's a tough, high-character fella.
And then, you think people are judging you more on your first six games or this
last one? I always think they get you on the last one. I mean, that's the way football is. That's the way life is. I mean, you are what you did last week. You know, that's the way it is. You are what you did yesterday in everybody's business. So I think that's what you deserve to be judged by. You know, you take it one step at a time. If you fall, you got to take the consequences. But you got to get up. You got to get up and go on. And, yes, sir, I think we should have that situation.
Larry, popular topic of conversation is your game plan against the Colts. Why'd you go about that the way you did?
That's how we've gone about it every week before. Okay, and we have confidence in our football players. And 72 hours does not change that. Okay, it just means we got to work harder and execute better. And that's the simple truth. Okay, our players own this defense, just like it was when it was going good. Okay, we're the same. It didn't change overnight. Okay, so we're going to come back. I promise you we're coming back. So, and it won't have anything to do with me. It has nothing to do with that. These guys own this football team, and they're great guys. Okay? You can't jump off the wagon when you get hit in the face. You got to stand in. You got to stand in and take it and go forward.
When you're up in the booth and the not getting any pressure, did you think about changing it up and starting to blitz Peyton in the fourth quarter?
No, there was a time or two, but then I thought wiser of it because he was truly masterful at what he did in that game.
You just didn't think the blitz would work?
He was reading. Unbelievable. I couldn't tell what we were doing, but he knew. Okay? I swear to you, that's the truth. I mean, our guys, but he has an uncanny sense, okay, of what's going on out there. And
so when people say, you know, why didn't the Broncos change it up in blitz? I mean, you just didn't think it would work.
Well, I didn't think that was at the time the way he was operating in the game. I knew better than that because he was seeing what he was able to do. His first half, he had a hard time Okay. And then he got the look. And I don't know how to explain it any other way than that. But he could read what little nuances or whatever it is that he was reading, he would read it. And he was uncanny. And that's what makes him the greatest player in this game right now.
So you just got to kind of hope that eventually your game.
We have to learn how to play championship football at a championship level and execute at that level against that kind of player.
Is that what Ben did last year in January?
I think he did.
He did the same.
I think he did. I think he had a real feel for what was going on out there, and I think he knew what was going on, and he handled it in a championship manner. He did a great job. I still think he knows. Okay, I still think he's very bright and sharp. Okay, I don't think anything's changed. I think it's all just the way the ball bounces sometimes, and I know he knows that. When you get a ball tipped and they run it back for a touchdown, he gets blamed. The fact is the ball got tipped. That's the way quarterbacks are. You know, they catch all that. But this guy's a good player, and he's a tough player. And I think instead of criticizing the man for what he's overcome, you ought to praise the man for what he's overcome. I mean, he's been through a car accident. He's had surgery. I mean, this guy's a tough guy now. I mean, he is. Now, he's a hard sucker. So I have great respect for him. I know he's good. I don't think he's good. I know he's good.
Frank was asking about the blitz. You guys didn't press your corners very much. Are their receivers just too dangerous to do that, too? I mean, you were playing back off.
Well, right now that's not in within a lot. We did a little bit, you know, not a lot.
That game, you were saying if you didn't want to bring the blitz, maybe to disrupt their routes.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to work on those things, the timing of the rush and the coverage. You can't blame one or the other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a combination of both always. Mm-hmm. That's why you get all distorted. Mm-hmm. If you can't rush, you can't cover. But if you don't cover, you can't rush. Mm-hmm. And what happened to us is he had a rhythm, and we could not match the two. We could not. I mean, we could not match it up. And the guys worked hard, played hard. But I just think it's another level. You've been through a game like that. You know what level it takes to win that game. Now you got to get there. I mean, if you stay the same, we're done.
The constant theme I heard from the players in the locker room the last couple of days is that, you know, we made mistakes. You know, one guy was playing one card.
Yeah, well.
And you've talked about the veteran group and how they communicate. Mm-hmm. Was that the biggest surprise that even though it was a loud environment, that they weren't communicating?
I think it was a little bit. We had a couple of errors. Yeah, it's not like us to have errors. And we certainly worked in the noise. You know, it's not like it's foreign to us.
Right.
And there are no huddles, common practice. I mean, that's the way you practice. Right. I mean, that's how you play. That's how they play. But we had a couple. But they weren't just in the last. You know, every play could win a game.
Right.
There were a couple early that switched field position around that were just missed assignments. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's what we learned. You can't miss assignments. You know, if they get you, that's one thing. Right. If you blow an assignment, that's another.
Is it the no huddle that you credit that for more? Just that, you know, that taking on the run?
I think sometimes it catches up with you, be honest with you. I mean, that's why they do it. I think you get pressure, and it's not as slick as it was, you know, and you miscommunicate or something of that nature. But sure, I think that's why they do it.
That's what you mean when you say you're blessed to have to face that, because if you have to face them again, you have a good example of how to face that no huddle.
Well, you sure do. Yeah. I mean, you've been experienced right up front, you know, and you've played up front against top flight competition. Okay, now you know what it's going to take, and it's going to be that way this week. You're playing against the defending Super Bowl. I don't care what it is. This is a Super Bowl champions. Okay, and they're tough and hard, and this will be another championship caliber game. So you got to step up. The thing we got to do is go forward. Okay, keep going forward. Remember what our target is.
Right.
Don't forget what your target is.